the passion.
For what? I want to know now. I'm mentally invested. Don't tell me to pray and you don't say what for.
He brings the perspective.
Yeah, I think they both have a great point. Get off me, text line.
He's truly one of a kind.
That is wow.
Oh, my God.
He's doing a great job.
Okay. I need you to man up and say what you really want to say.
Simon, you're doing a great job. Go on.
And together, they are Steiny and Guru.
Yeah.
On 95.7 The Game.
Flores, fly ball to left field. Hajes toward the line. He makes the catch. And that's a win for L.A. It took 11 innings. And an innumerable amount of gray hairs.
All righty. Courtesy of Roku. That's where the game was on yesterday, Goo.
That bothered me, but I'll let it go. Shout out Hunter Pence. He did a good job. But how do you lose that game and welcome back? And we were hoping Friday, because you were at a golf tournament, that you won, but you told us you hadn't.
No, I didn't win.
Did you come close?
No, I don't think so.
You in a good mood?
I'm not in a bad mood.
I've been testing you. Okay.
Now, congratulations to our very own Dan Daly of Lawton Skilled Nursing.
Yeah, I thought you were about to say Dibley.
He won a few years back, Dibley.
We're talking about this year.
Yeah, Daly.
Okay.
Dan Daly.
Shout out Dan Daly.
Lawton Skilled Nursing. So if you're over at Lawton Skilled Nursing, they're one of our sponsors. Dan Daly takes home the jacket in our tournament that nobody cares about. Okay. Giants. They lose 5-2 yesterday. They get they lose 2 out of 3 to the Dodgers.
Just gave one away yesterday.
Well, they were up 2. They were down 2-0.
And you got a gift from the baseball gods from all the hitters. Matos ties it up 2-2. You stopped them from scoring an extra, and you can't score, Steiny. And you got Patrick Bailey with the torpedo bat trying to lay down a bunt. I didn't like that. Put himself in a hole, and then they walked. They walked Adames to get to Devers. That
Ramos.
That's the one that bothered me.
Well,
or should bother Giant fans. And we'll get to all the Dodger fans that were out there, because, Steiny, I went with Evan Friday. Good
okay.
Lord.
What? A lot of Dodger fans?
More than a lot. When did this shift happen? Because I know we talk about and we clown the Rams when the Niners go down south and play them, because it's Levi South. But, Steiny, I couldn't believe all the blue in that stadium. Went to get a pizza, a little drinky drink, and then I hear, "Rrr!" And right. I'm like, who did it for the Giants, Devers? And it was something that happened for the Dodgers. But you don't want to hear about that. But it was a spectacle, man.
I listened to a good chunk of yesterday's game on the radio, and it was coming through. The Dodgers.
Oh, so you heard it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure. Patrick Bailey's their best bunter, isn't he? Maybe not from the right side, but.
Didn't look like it yesterday. Steiny, they tried to give it to you, man.
I mean, you've got to get the runner over.
You do.
You have to. Especially if they don't, particularly when they don't score. And I'm talking about the Dodgers in the top of the inning.
I felt like, real quick, Steiny, that was a microcosm of the first half for the Giants. You couldn't get that big hit. And the Dodgers did. And I know it only went 2 feet, but it didn't matter. It counted. And to lose that game after having that magic in the ninth inning, that home run we talk about from all guys, Matos, Steiny, you got to step on the throat. They're 6 back. And they still can accomplish whatever they want. But I just like, man, you telling me this is how the last game of the first half is going to be, that feeling? But it is their reality.
Giants are 11-16 over their last 27. 11-15 since Devers got here.
So he's not having the, if we just, he's not having the Jimmy Butler-like impact.
No.
Early on.
No, I just think it's very interesting. When the trade was made,
I went crazy.
Most people thought that the Red Sox gave up too much and got too little. And since the trade, since the Devers trade, the Giants are 11-15. They're 11-16 overall in their last 27, but they're 11-15 with Devers. The Red Sox, They're 17-9.
Oh, man.
They're 17-9 since they made that move, and obviously they've won 10 straight now. So, no, Devers has not given the Giants the lift that everybody was hoping for.
And Saturday, we didn't even talk about that game, Stoney, where Ohtani pitched. I thought he'd hit a grand slam. And I wanted, you know, just for the theatrics, like, when are we going to have the Ralphie Devers welcome to San Francisco moment? And it was there Saturday, and I thought he hit a granny. He didn't. And then yesterday, you walk Ramos to get to Devers, Donnie. He hits a snot out the ball, but it don't count if it doesn't drop. And that's why I'm sitting here. Norm sent me a text. Pops, you think the Red Sox were on to something? No, it's too early for that.
Well,
but if he's not going to get healthy, Stoney's batting 202 in a Giant uniform. So all you can do at this point is hope and Buster add at the deadline, because Stoney, it looks like they still need some oomph into their with their bats.
Yeah, I mean they're still not scoring. That's apparent. I'm looking to see Devers has now played 25 games.
Yeah.
With the Giants, hitting 202. He's got a couple homers, but he doesn't look healthy. And
the impact has not been there for everybody else either.
I guess we just got to wait to see if these 4 days off for Devers make him look a little bit different when he comes back. Any problem out there, Giants fans, with Casey Schmidt not tagging up on the Devers rope to center field?
I thought he should have tagged, Stoney. You were okay with it. No, that was Evan saying he kind of understood it.
I mean, I was kind of joking with Evan saying, okay, you go halfway, then you see Outman's got a beat on it, then maybe you go back and tag up. But Evan says if Outman then drops that ball, maybe then he doesn't score. So,
but you're still sitting pretty, and you're at third base.
Yeah, it would have been two outs. It would have been two outs. I actually
pass ball wins the game. Maybe the pitcher gets lemon.
Well, Bailey wasn't behind the plate for the for the Dodgers. So that probably wasn't going to happen. But
man,
yeah, Giants, and they go into the break now having lost three of four. So if the playoffs ended today, they're out.
Now that
they're out.
I thought I was in the lab. That I omitted. Are they out?
Well, they're half game behind the Padres.
And then, that's not good enough.
So
James Ingram. If I gave you my best, it wasn't good enough. But, yeah, Stoney, I don't know what to do. All you can do right now, Bob Melvin looked like he was at a loss of words at the postgame presser yesterday. All you can do is hope that guys turn it around and get going.
Yeah, Bob Melvin says he thinks things are going to change in the second half.
Be better offensively, I believe that. You know, we have some guys that are coming around a little bit. We have some guys that will come around a little bit more. We have some guys in the middle of the lineup that are going to do more damage. I do. I think our offense is going to be better in the second half. I don't, you know, obviously trying to handle the fastball sometimes, you know, but I like our group. I think we have a really good chance.
All right. I would suggest,
I get it,
because this is baseball. If you think their hitting's probably going to be better in the second half, then I guess you got to assume their pitching may not be as good in the second half.
Yeah, no doubt.
So
we hadn't reacted to the Verlander start. I don't believe we had. And if we have, I apologize. But, Stoney, they need an arm and they need a bat. And I don't know where they're going to get it. But Buster Posey, I thought, delivered with the trade that had come out of nowhere something so fierce and forceful in regard to Ralphie Devers' bat that I thought the offense was good. Like, you didn't even have to think about adding something at the break. But I don't know if he's injured, how much you want to put that on. On Devers' struggles, I heard the Morning Joe's talking about it. Stoney, you know, he's a little bottom heavy, but this is who he's been his whole career, and it's worked. But if he's not going to get any more than 4 days on this break and something's going on health-wise, then I think they're in trouble.
888-957-9570 is the number. Giants 52-45 at the break. They're in seventh place in the National League. Half game out of the last wild card. 11-16 over their past 27. What do they have to do, Giants fans, in this second half of the season? We're also going to talk about Juwan Jennings. 49ers wide receiver. He wants a new contract or else he wants to be traded.
Stoney, that's more drama.
Yeah, well, when you invite drama, drama will usually show up. Today is the first day of our All-Star Week prize blowout. Every day this week, each show will give out one of our awesome prizes. And today, we're giving one lucky listener a $100 gift card to the Valkyries merchandise shop. Today, you listen at 12:30 to learn how you can win. 12:30, your chance to earn a $100 gift card to the Valkyries merchandise shop. How you feeling about the Giants in the second half of the season? Are they going to be a better team overall than the first half? 888-957-9570. That segment was brought to you by Safeway.